Stephanie Louise.
Well, happy fucking happy hour. We are trashed, and we are doing the Malcolm Nance pre-show happy hour with all the family. Vanessa, Robin Trish of Robin Trish, yes. My best friends.
Yes.
Jody Hamilton of Jody Hamilton.
Hi, everybody.
Because Malcolm Nance is late, and we are fucking trashed.
Man.
I'm two bottles into this.
Right.
Stephanie got me.
We've been watching Scaramouche.
Scaramouche. Can you use the Fandango?
I just got
Hi, I'm Tony Scaramouche. How you doing?
It's a moosh.
Yeah. You know what, Steve Bannon? I'm not sucking my cock like Steve Bannon is all day. Bada boom!
What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, this New Yorker article is.
Is this better? Yeah. Isn't this better than Bill Clinton when they just couldn't say penis? Now they're just like, this just in. Anthony Scaramouche has said that he is not like Steve Bannon, who is sucking his own cock. Good
is
night,
it that
kids.
Big? Is Bannon's cock that big? That's what I want to know.
Or is How he big that flexible?
Is he might be flexible. No, he can't be.
Trish,
have you seen him?
It's fucking Reality Apprentice meet Jersey Shore.
Remember, they couldn't say pussy a few months ago.
Right?
Right now, they can say fuck. Wait, and
Trish
cock.
Is a little dancer.
Oh, my
Look at
goodness.
Her. Okay, Look at her. We're all trash.
She is so popular.
I can't do it.
She is so
and we're all
very
like,
popular.
Rosé, we already Schmose. Were like, please pray, Malcolm Nance. There's not a breaking news story or a terrorist attack. But no, it's his TV deal. But he'll be
whatever.
Here shortly.
Whatever.
So, we made him
I
popular.
Ordered Vietnamese food. He served in Vietnam. Is that bad? Is that gonna be bad? Rob, will that be bad?
Could be a flashback.
Yeah, get some PTSD could be a bad thing.
No sudden definitely. Movements or loud sound.
No.
Oh, dear.
Thank you for your service, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Wait, I'm still trying.
What are you doing?
I saw a guy in the subway doing that
today. Are you trying to suck your own dick?
Seriously, have to be really big.
To suck your own dick?
Thank you for your service.
Technically, they didn't say dick. They said cock.
Cock.
So he was sucking a
cock?
A rooster? He was sucking a rooster.
Rooster.
He was sucking a rooster?
You mean like that radio host, Roger Hedgehog?
Hedgecock.
Oh, cock? Oh, Roger Hedgecock. Pardon me.
What?
Rob, what has us... happened to our country? What's a are we all in some sort of Conor McGregor haze?
Oh,
like
she
you're
went
in...
there, Rob.
I did.
Are you
I
saying...
went there. Just I'm just like, is it hero worship where you can't hear Mike Tyson say he's gonna kick his ass because he's not a boxer? Is it that kind of thing?
Mike Tyson will do fucking nothing.
Oh, he'll bite his ear off.
He'll do fucking, or what? He'll do fucking nothing.
What?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Fucking nothing.
You'll do fucking nothing.
Now, is he Scottish or Irish?
Irish.
Oh, all righty then. He's my people.
He's from
Rob,
Dublin.
I give you shit.
He's from Dublin.
What did I get you for
You're coming over for the fight.
What did I get you for a birthday present?
You got
oh,
me a,
you're coming over
You got
over
me a
anyway.
Life-size cutout of
oh,
a life-size cutout of Conor McGregor, which is in my basement.
What's
getting ready
that?
For the fight. We're training. We're in training, Conor and I.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie, for buying us a life-size Conor McGregor.
Fuck the Mayweathers.
That's in my basement.
Fuck them. Fuck them, Rob.
The Mayweathers.
Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. Every time I walk
my
into my basement,
my family's in
I'm
Ireland
terrified.
Right now, and all of them are mad at you for the accent. My entire family.
Well, you know what they'll get? They'll get fucking nothing, Jody.
I say
they'll
it with love.
They'll get fucking nothing.
I say it
I
with
wish
love.
I was doing this Facebook Live to Ireland right now. Because my Gaelic brother, cousin-in-law would be like, oh, my God, the
bullocks.
Accents are terrible.
Bullocks.
Bullocks? What?
Vanessa, we don't know what to say.
I don't know.
What's happening? What's Sean running
what's
over
Sean,
there
what's,
for?
What's happening?
Happened? What has happened? What has got to be did?
Oh, my
did?
Goodness.
Oh, we're getting some Conor McGregor. This microphone is no bueno. It's not Sean.
I know, right?
I know. What's going on with that?
Hello.
What are you
it's
doing?
It's doing this weird woo. Is it a compression issue, Sean?
Everything is going wrong today.
Steph, oh. I'm really puffy.
It's like
can we take Trish's puffiness away on camera?
I was watching.
Does this camera make me look fat?
Makes me look puffy.
Does this wine make me look fat?
Shut your mouth! You'll do nothing. You'll do fucking nothing.
Fucking nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. Number one, done in 13 seconds.
Don't you
13 seconds.
In 13 seconds.
I was watching.
Don't you feel like straight guys have like some kind of fucking like sports guy blind spot, Jody?
I do with number 80 from the San Francisco.
Oh, and I do with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Woo! Michael Vick, no.
You know what? Stop. He did his time. And why don't you worry about the wife beaters that are in the NFL? So,
oh my God, you're a dog
Jerry
hater.
Rice is
you're
not
a dog
a wife
hater.
Beater.
No. You motherfucker.
We're not going to go there.
Jerry Rice is
we're
not
a gonna
dog
go there.
Killer. What? And he's not a wife beater.
You were, you know.
Jerry Rice is awesome.
There's a different standard for Michael Vick.
And I have a thing.
What?
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 No. Oh, my God. No, we're going to throw down.
Oh,
no, no, no. Because
so
he did his time, and everyone thinks dogs, I mean, both, or there's no good. There's no good in whether you beat a woman or a dog. This microphone sucks.
This is why, because
but he did his time, and no matter what he does, it's never good enough for anybody. He could be on his knees for the rest of his life apologizing.
As he should be.
But what about women? Do you feel some way about
women
people
can
who get
actually
beat too?
Walk
Jerry
away.
Rice has never beaten a woman.
What if it's a female dog?
No, sweetie.
But do you feel? But why do you have a different standard for a woman?
I don't. Guys that beat women should not be in the NFL either.
Then you feel same way about Ben Roethlisberger and everybody else, or either sexual assault or
I'm not a Roethlisberger fan. I'm a Niners fan. Not
okay, but
not a Raiders fan.
This is getting very
and
heated. What, Rob?
Speaking of beating women,
yes,
Mayweather pled guilty to beating a woman.
Yeah.
And he called Conor McGregor a faggot. So already I hate him. And then, but then
Fook
Conor
the
McGregor
Mayweathers
said, fuck, you know, like, dance for me, boy, which
that was
racist.
That was awful.
And you know what? It's like trying to root for Sessions or Trump. I hate
both
of those motherfuckers, those racist.
I'm with you.
The homophobic.
Right. How do we, I'm suddenly feeling
how
bad
do you square
for
that
Jeff
round?
Sessions,
though.
Aren't I know. Aren't you feeling bad
right
for Jeff Sessions?
I'm not feeling bad for him.
I will defend him.
I never thought I would.
The only reason Trish is, he maybe didn't see all the Russians because of the hood, because he was like, oh, just peek out.
Yes.
Russians peek out of the hood.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? And he's little.
I didn't have
right?
any meeting with the Russians.
Everyone thought I was a sneaky little liar.
I was in my tree making cookies.
Jesus.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Trish.
With pecans. Pecan cookies.
Pecans. I love my pecan cookies.
By the way,
cookies.
The birth of happy hour was what are mama's happy hours like with her friends? This is it.
This is it, people.
Even before Malcolm Nance gets here, this is it.
Vanessa and I are going to have to do this.
No, but we have. I have really the smartest, funniest
Seriously.
Friends in the world.
We,
so
we have some disagreements on that.
Yeah. Oh no. Oh no. She's
do.
A motherfucker.
She likes
on
pineapple
that.
On pizza. Well, that's already problematic.
I don't care whether you have disagreements or not. That's not. You can have different standards for certain people.
I don't have different standards for wife beaters or dog killers. They're the same to me.
It doesn't sound like it.
I have very high standards
like
for your dimples. Very high.
Why shouldn't Michael Vick have the same job opportunities if he served his time?
I didn't
apologize.
Agree with Mike Tyson getting acting work.
Because he's a bad actor.
He served
actor.
His time.
He's things a terrible have actor.
Not you know only what? That, but I don't agree with giving rapists
Rob,
that kind of, they can get a job
things
as
have
a
turned good,
worker.
Bad, and ugly.
Dogs don't have a
where's
key
Carlos?
A
he understands sports. We need another sports guy. Where's Carlos? He's a Niners fan.
Oh my God, Aaron will defend any fucking thing
oh,
that Tom Brady does.
No, I'm sorry, not fuck Aaron. He took care of my cat.
Can we
so
at least all agree Tom Brady is
asshole?
Asshole.
Hello, cheater.
Who?
Jesus.
Tom
who
Brady.
Would have thought
Tom
we would
Brady's
see a sloppier blowjob of Donald Trump than Scaramooch? How you doing, Colin?
Scaramooch, Scaramooch.
Oh, he can throw a perfect spiral. Oh, better than Tom Brady, and his balls are all beautiful and not deflated.
Do you have to work so blue, Stephanie?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
On
yes,
this show, you do.
I do.
It's the only way you live.
What the fuck? Like, that fat fucker's a good athlete, really? Oh, I've seen him jump shots with a top coat. Oh, he is a fat ass fucking asshole motherfucker.
He looked beautiful playing tennis in that photograph showing him wearing a diaper.
Panty lines on the cellulite?
Diaper.
You can't unsee that. You just can't unsee that.
Melania slept with that.
Yeah.
Oh!
Not lately.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
True point.
She's doing that.
I have a dream today that I do not have to fuck you anymore.
That's their deal. She said, I will have one child, and that is the end of the fuck.
That is it. Do not ever touch me again.
They fucked like 20
Don't
years ago.
Even touch me.
Only if you call me mother.
Ew! Oh. Mike Pence.
Ew. No. All right, so, Rob,
yes.
Explain to us
go ahead.
The straight male love story with an athlete. What's the deal with you and Conor McGregor and your screensavers and your big gay gym photos and your fucking
well he's not just He's not just an athlete, Stephanie.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, Rob, sorry.
He's more than just an athlete. He's an inspiration. He actually is an inspiration. This guy visualizes success.
Okay.
Does the hard work. And he achieves his goals.
But he lost that one time, remember?
I'm sorry, but he's Irish. He fights because he's Irish. He gets drunk and he fights.
If you take chances and you fight a bigger man, you know, a loss is possible. But a true champion gets back up, dusts himself off, and he beat him in the next fight.
I told you
I met Ronda Rousey, right?
Okay, so is it fake news that he got knocked out by his sparring partner? That's fake news?
That's false. If you look at the timeline, and I'm big on timelines, you know, it's part of my job.
Sure.
But in the timeline, it would have been impossible because he wasn't even in the place he was supposed to be when he got knocked out. It's a total lie.
I think I know
But
what
he's
it
not
is.
A boxer, so he's the underdog.
No, don't say he's not a boxer.
Mike Tyson saying he's going to get killed. No. Is you're just saying that's boxer.
We have
boxer
to get our facts straight. We have to get our facts straight.
I've been working today on betting on Connor, and I do believe
you wouldn't bet because that's against the law.
In the state of California, outside of a casino.
Of course, Rob.
So it's a gentleman's bet.
Anyway.
Of course.
But I'm looking at some...
It is very much not appropriate in the law in the state of California.
Seems to me
of
that course Connor may have said that he got knocked out by his sparring partner because he wanted to get the odds back
The odds were better.
It's a false
story. They were 5-1 and fake now they're 3.5
fake
to 1.
News.
Okay.
Fake news.
All right.
The fact is, to say Conor McGregor is not a boxer is a misnomer. Conor McGregor, who's arguably, not to me arguably, but the greatest fighter of all
But like a girl fighter, like slapping and kicking. Like,
I wouldn't.
Like a girl.
What?
Of all
time?
All time?
It involves slapping and kicking.
Layla Ali. I think she would argue that her dad was the greatest fighter of all time. And she could take you. I met her. She could take you.
I'd like to see her try. I really would, actually.
I met Katie Couric, and she could take you, too.
I would like to see both of them try, and I really mean that.
I bet you do. Layla could take you, and so could Rhonda.
But Conor McGregor started off...
And they're hot.
...started off his fighting life as a very young man at the Crumlin Boxing Gym in Ireland. His basis of fighting training was boxing, and he was excellent.
It's like that Tom Cruise movie, right?
Does he speak Gaelic at all?
Yes, he does, actually.
Of course he does, because he's Irish.
Do we have Irish music?
There's got to be some dancing music.
He is. But this guy is an exciting fighter. He's a great self-promoter. He's very funny, sharp as a tack, and he's a great martial artist. He's a terrific fighter. Yeah. Mayweather better watch it.
And you're the straightest I know, and you're really gay for him. So
a little bit. No, he's great.
He's manly, yes, but you like him too.
Stephanie, do you know what it's like to wake up in the morning and just have some coffee and just hear nothing but
training reports. That's true love.
Conor McGregor in the morning, every morning.
Really? And like before the coffee even kicks in? Trish,
Here's Conor. Look at him. Look at Conor.
Do you know he has a beautiful infant son.
What is happening?
How old is he, the infant son, Rob?
Just a couple of months. He's the future champ. Fantastic. The future champ.
Sure he is.
Horrible.
And is Rob...
beautiful little kid. But we don't want to wake up to this.
So where, Trish, did this obsession begin with Conor McGregor?
Started with Rob. I mean, I just
no. I'm asking you where Rob's obsession began because you are a strong enough woman to allow your man
calls for speculation
to have
whatever lawyer person. When did this happen? Objection. Where you were like, what? And did you at some point go, what has this happened?
Oh no. Because Rob gets obsessed with things,
right?
And currently, it's Connor.
Yes.
You know, before that, it was Jerry.
Who's Garcia? Jerry?
Well, what do you mean it was Jerry? Well,
Garcia Jerry. Or oh, Jerry Joe?
Rob is a deadhead, everybody.
I'm not a fly-by-night fan.
If I'm a fan, I'm a fan.
Rob's a deadhead.
And the funny thing is, he starts talking about it in the morning as soon as he gets up.
Yeah, he was a deadhead. Now he wants to give Connor head.
Come on.
I'm just kidding.
I would not go past second base with Connor. Just for the record.
Which base would that be?
His pecs, man. His pecs. Those are gorgeous.
He's an inspirational guy. He's an inspirational guy.
But don't you... Okay, Rob, let's have a serious conversation.
Sure, let's do.
Yeah, right.
Everyone else disappears, melts away. It's just you and me, sweetheart. Just us, baby. Listen, I feel like... And we've talked about you on the air.
Yes.
About, like, people's blind Trump love obsession.
Yes, I don't have.
I know. But don't you feel like it relates to your Connor obsession where... Fake news can do no wrong. He's my man no matter what. Don't you feel like there's something instructive that you could help us with about the Trump thing? Because you, right? Because Connor does no wrong, even though he says racist, whatever bullshit. Just like, no, not my Connor.
Right.
So isn't there something
Cosby
you
never
could...
did that? Cosby never did that.
But Cosby can't do fucking nothing.
You fucking nothing.
Cosby can't do fucking nothing.
OJ didn't do it. OJ didn't do it.
You'll do fucking nothing.
That's what you'll do. You fucking nothing.
They never do fucking nothing to that guy. He's right.
Well, they did the time he lost when I was at your house and you sobbed into my arms. For half the night.
Hey, in the fight game,
did he really?
There are wins, there are losses.
Nobody talks about the fight club.
We dust ourselves off and we fight again. We retrain, you know. But as far as I get
Robert,
your
but
analogy.
Don't you feel like that's
I get your
some of that blind shit that's going on with Trump, that's going on with you with Conor?
Yeah, but objectively, so undeserved with Trump and so deserved with Conor McGregor.
Well, all right.
Conor does nothing but good.
Okay, see.
But, okay, saying to a black athlete, dance for me, boy.
Them fighting words, a little bit?
Did he really say
racist?
That?
Yeah.
He said dance for me, boy.
Look, this is a blood
stand
sport.
Up,
this is a blood sport. Right. You have to understand.
Tiny bit racist,
you're
Rob.
Risking your life. He's not racist. Connor is not racist. There's no way. He's all racist.
I'm just going to be over here drinking my wine.
Like, okay, so, Vanessa, don't forget I made a special bathroom for you. I hope you enjoy it.
Collards only.
Yeah, you and Angela and Francis and Malcolm and Sully.
Yeah.
Vanessa's welcome in any bathroom I'm in.
Well, that's because she's hot. You know what? That's the only reason you're not racist, is because she's hot.
Time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to deny she's hot. I mean,
foul on the play.
Totally. Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
Welcome back to SportsCenter. This is
it's you and me with the sports.
I know.
What's up with that?
Okay, we're going to have to...
Listen, that's fucking Malcolm Nance. We're just going to have to bail on him.
We're going to take this up.
Motherfucking spies. Who can count on spies to show up?
Oh, maybe something happened. I'm worried now.
No.
I feel like I hear a car.
He doesn't understand. Loyalty is very important to me. I'm the most loyal person there is.
All of you's in the room?
Mr. Nance.
Malcolm Nance.
Lisa Murkowski, you got some good things going on up there. It's too bad something could happen.
Something shame would be happening to your big
too
state up there.
Too bad something could happen up there in your state of Alaska.
Jesus Christ.
You could fall into some bullets there, Ms. Murkowski.
Listen, my friend has a heart situation over there, and we cannot take these goddamn news alerts anymore.
My blood pressure cannot
really?
Take this.
We're just like, what the fuck did that motherfucker do? Okay.
By the way, speaking of those news...
I think it's going to be very good for the state of Alaska if he does what he says he's going to do. Because then she's not going to be able to drill.
Can you talk? Is her microphone on?
It is. It's there. She's just far away.
Are we able to see Alaska from our
house? You know what? Vanessa turned off my microphone with the Vic thing. And
no, I didn't.
No, she didn't.
And we're going to have to take it outside.
She didn't.
You know what?
Happen.
No,
I love you, but don't accuse me of something I didn't do.
She didn't do it. She did not do it.
If you want to speak, you have to talk into the mic.
Yeah,
cash
me
outside.
You got to kiss the mic.
Cash me outside. How about that?
Trish, you got to kiss the mic. You got to do this to the mic.
I catch you outside.
We're on video, okay?
Trish,
I have
what
a different
saying?
Kind of magazine.
Catch me outside. How about that?
This is my show now. How did this turn into my show?
Okay, this is exactly like happy hour at my house. If you ever want to know what it's like, this is what it's like.
This is exactly like my podcast. We all
I'm
talk
usually
over
really
once,
nice to
one
Vanessa.
And
all right.
I'm usually very
Trish,
nice.
What were you saying? Sweet angel, muffin of my lifetime.
I was saying if that
an angel had sex with a muffin
and had a tiny dancer.
Trish.
Wait, you said that was me on Tuesday.
No, fuck you. It's Trish. Trish.
I was saying that if Trump actually starts, messing with the state of Alaska,
right?
It's actually going to be good for our environment.
Yeah, because they won't be drilling.
They won't be drilling.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, boo-boo, but can you talk about this? But you're on Medicaid and you have a heart thing. Like, no?
Shh.
All right, never mind.
What?
She's been Medicaid. Talking about
Listen,
it for
I
weeks.
Said it on the air. That this is, like, personal to a lot of us.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay, well, I can explain that.
Yes.
And I explained this to a friend of mine.
Closer,
who,
honey.
I explained it. I'm not used to talking this close to a microphone.
That's what
think
I
think of it as
to
something
it,
else.
Get up to it like Rob's dick.
I'm just, kind of
exactly.
having to do this.
You don't have to do this. Oh, just
grab it with two hands.
Talk into
Rob.
It.
What?
The thing nice is, I have that. A I have no a part time gig. I help Rob. Blah blah blah. And so when I go on the insurance thing.
Yeah.
All I qualify for is
Medicaid,
or we call it Medi-Cal here.
Right.
I guess I could actually buy private insurance, but it would be thousands of dollars a month, which I can't afford. So in fact, I am on the Medi-Cal.
Right.
Because I'm not married.
Rob.
What?
Okay,
so Donald Trump's going to kill my best friend if we get Trump care. Is my point?
Right.
Well,
stop.
Yeah.
Stop looking like it'll be okay, and you'll just be with Vanessa because you won't be. You motherfucker.
Vanessa's actually
don't make it look like it'll be all be fine.
Vanessa wants me to
die.
Okay,
that would never
she wants
happen.
Me to die. That's
no,
okay.
No, she does not.
It's Naomi Watts. It's Naomi Watts.
A little bit.
Trish. It's Naomi Watts. I would worry about Naomi Watts, and that's a whole Twin Peaks thing, Sean.
Right.
Rob doesn't know Naomi Watts, so whatever.
It could happen. Wait, why did I become Judy Tenuta?
What?
What could happen? It could happen.
Are we giving up on Malcolm
Did
Mance?
I explain
because
that?
Because I feel like we're all going to pass out in a right? second.
It's only
no,
been
but he's already
but in a good
way.
Way. But in
what?
A good way.
He's it's only been 22 minutes and 40 seconds and a lot of frames.
Yeah. Really?
I'm looking at the
If
thing,
he loved us, he would be
people.
Here. If he loved us.
Yes.
If I plug this motherfucking book, really, yes. Malcolm Nance?
Well, how great is that book?
It's really
it's
frightening.
Fantastic.
It's a great book.
It's fantastic.
It scares me.
But I will say this, because, and he gave you credit in the LA Weekly article.
Yes, he did.
Plug, that because he's getting success because of you. So, I mean, we have to say there's that. So we can't really be mad.
And
he's getting
so we
deals.
Can't be mad that he's not here to pay me back.
He's
for
a
the
spin-off.
Happy hour, he
he's a spinoff, like Fugle
be-
sang and others. He's a spinoff.
Yes. It's a good, it's all right. We love him.
It's fine.
It's Dean and John Fugelsang and Malcolm. They're all spinoffs.
Yes, exactly. Potsies and
it's
Fonzies
like
and
Happy
whatever
Days
the fuck
they
are.
It's
and
like
Mark
Mary
and
Tyler
Mindy
Moore and
Phyllis
Here's one
and
thing
Rhoda.
I found out.
Rhoda.
What did you find
yeah.
out,
Malcolm
exactly.
Nance
exactly.
is 20 or 10, wait a minute, hang on, 9 days older than I am. We're
wow.
exactly the same
So
age.
He's 28?
Yes, he's 9 days older than I am.
No, Rob, she's 35.
Right.
Uh-huh.
According to her mom, Carol Burnett, whose eyesight is fantastic.
It is. She had LASIK.
And whose judgment is perfect.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
At all times.
She loves
Rob.
Me.
Yes.
So far.
Duh, yeah.
All right.
So I want to know who's Malcolm Nance backing in this big fight on August 26th?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, that's a good question, Rob. Who can say?
Who can say?
He's not here.
I'm going to ask him.
Should he show?
Would he tell me the truth?
He'll be. Don't you love he'll be here for the after party, but not for the actual.
I've got a phone. I can record it.
Yes, you can.
I can. Right.
We could record it on our iPhone and fucking.
He might be in here right now
no,
and we don't
he
know
just
it.
Doesn't,
exactly.
We don't know.
What?
Step.
I think we need to end this.
No. I think it
was
No.
I'm just getting warmed up.
If we like bet $100 on Conor McGregor, we get $500 back. If we win.
What is she talking?
Seriously.
It's all clicks and whistles from here, baby. I don't understand a word she's saying. All clicks and whistles.
La 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 la. La la la.
Wait, okay. What?
Do you want to talk to me about my movie
yes,
premiere?
What's happening with your movie?
So, my friend Audrey.
Yes.
In January, said to me at my 50th birthday, because I can kick and I can stretch.
Yes.
She said, I want you to help me out with my film. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to produce anybody else's dreams. And then she said, no, I want you in it. And I said, and I quote, I'm not an actor, nor do I play one on TV. But Dana Goldberg and
yes.
Suzanne Westenhofer are in it, and I play a gay ninja.
Is this a Vivid production, Vivid Video?
No.
Okay.
It's not that vividly.
Fantastic.
There is some hot sex with Dana Goldberg and others.
Wow. Wow. Really?
And she actually blows catching a softball. As if she could.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Different thing. Well, there's a whole scene that she has to do at the
blows
end of the
a softball?
Film.
Wow.
She
may blow Rob
it.
At this after party because this has been a fucking shit show today.
How dare you?
Malcolm Nance has stiffed us.
Meredith Baxter is in it.
Oh. What?
Fantastic.
Why does her name come up once a week on this damn show?
Right?
Meredith Baxter, formerly Bernie.
Bridget.
She's
Bernie
the
was a
wife
beater.
Vanessa, you're in kind of a really
that's how I knew
weird
I was
mood tonight.
Rob,
Bernie was a wife beater.
I'm not in a weird mood.
You're
tonight.
Just a little
it.
Grumpy tonight.
I'm keeping it 2,000% real right now.
Wow.
Wow. I've never seen you be
you
so
know what?
Real.
I can turn your mic down.
Wow. What's happening with girlfriend?
Up high.
Rob, that's how I knew I was dating someone.
I love you.
That's
love
how
you.
I knew I was dating someone too young, you know.
Yeah.
We went to a dinner party and Meredith Baxter was there and she was like, oh, Mrs. What's from Family Ties?
Keaton. Right? Wait,
Mrs.
No,
oh,
right.
Mrs. Keaton's here.
Is that
I was like,
Keaton?
Is that fuck.
Keaton. I don't know. Wait, who's Michael
you're
J.
like,
Fox
Bridget loves
like,
Bernie, motherfucker.
Keaton. Right, that's what right? I was like. I was yeah. like, right. Was she like, was like, oh, Mrs. Keaton's here. Oh, my God. I was like.
She introduced interfaith dating to the world. I mean, right? That show did.
Right?
Bridget loves Bernie. Absolutely.
And now Bridget still loves Bernie.
Oh,
Trish loves
that's
Rob.
Us. Oh,
well, and
dating.
When I came over here the first time with the boy, and your girlfriend at the time said, Carol Burnett scares me. And you're like,
oh, yeah, that was the same young girlfriend. She was like, yeah. Carol Burnett's really mean. I was like,
what?
Oh, you mean you've only seen
that?
Her in
Annie.
As Mrs. Hannigan and Annie? She's like, yes. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. This
and then
not,
you
this
showed.
Is not gonna work.
And then she showed basically my slideshows in hell, which was the 25th anniversary special. She's like, you know this. I'm like, yeah, I'm in it. And then I watch all this stuff from when I was 25 and younger, the show. I'm like, yeah, I know that I could do this. Stephanie, do you want me to do the show? And so Lisa's like, oh, okay, she's not so mean.
No, no, she's not so mean.
She's not so mean. She's
you know,
kind of funny.
I'm so glad we have this time together.
I am, just to have a laugh or sing a song.
Yeah.
Right, let's just
are
fucking
sure?
end this shit show.
My dad wrote that song.
Malcolm Nance, you know what? You better be fucking saving America.
Wait
right
a minute.
Now because
her dad wrote that song.
I'm so glad.
Yes,
of course he did.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes.
Can you say residuals?
Oh, my God.
Schwing.
No, swing. Not.
We love you, baby.
I should have written the
Welcome
contract.
Welcome to Own Home Week.
Gave it to my mom.
Happy hour.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, Vanessa. Whatever.
Your mic's down.
Pineapple on pizza is just bad.
Your mic's down, too.
All right. Well, look who's here. All right.
Oh.
It's Malcolm fucking Nance.
Oh, Jesus okay. Christ. Oh,
Jesus
hello, crew.
Christ.
About time.
Whatever, sailor.
Oh, listen. Listen, I'm not the one that made the highways and the 6 p.m. What is it? 6 p.m. in Los Angeles.
It is crazy.
I had to go exactly 6 miles. And here I am. 45 minutes later.
Hello.
Oh,
hello.
No, we measure mileage by time. It's literally, how long is it? Where are you at? I'm in Santa Monica, so that's like 45
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah. I understand.
Uh-huh.
We just
Malcolm
do
Nance.
Time.
I'm at the Vaughn's. That'll be 6 hours.
I'm at the Vaughn's in North Hollywood. Where are you meeting
you
me?
Gone to
Studio
Ralph.
City.
That's 4 hours. Which Ralph?
Malcolm Nance. Everybody take off their pants. Hello, yeah. Malcolm Nance. Yes.
Wait a minute.
There
oh, there it is.
There
I can
is.
Actually hear all the funny stuff.
Weird.
What a bunch of souses.
Right?
I walk in, everybody's sporting liquor.
We've been waiting
you know?
For you for fucking 3 hours.
Cheers.
Raise a glass.
It's a
Malcolm
terrible.
Nance, thank you for being a patriot. God damn it. Thank you for being a patriot to the United States of America.
Yes.
That's why we love you.
God bless her.
But also, she's Vanessa, hot. You can say this. You can say this, that, and you know this, Malcolm. I said to her one morning, I was like, this before you were even on my show, I was like, I see that Malcolm Nance on TV with those sleepy bedroom eyes. I just want to fuck the shit out of him. Like, I just, and I'm a lesbian, and I now have met his lovely wife. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
There's something about you being a patriot and being fucking like just hot and fucking
intelligent.
Right. And also those sleepy goddamn bedroom eyes.
They're not sleepy eyes. It's exhaustion from Trump Russia.
I know. You're on TV.
I get no sleep. You know, bedroom
well,
eyes.
Well, I felt like they were
in the bedroom, all right.
I felt like they were, I want to go to bed with you, Stephanie Miller. That's what I thought.
That's what you said in front of my wife. And my wife's like, Stephanie Miller wants to bunk you. And
well,
she goes,
listen, you're
she goes,
used
how
to
much
it.
Is she bidding?
I have a question.
You're used to it. You're used to it. Men, women, pets, lesbians,
love
you.
Did you see Max with Malcolm? I mean,
oh,
Max
yeah,
went
dogs
over
are
the...
hot for me.
But Malcolm, yeah. I have a question. Does, yeah. does your wife have a chance with Stephanie? Does Stephanie
They've
have a
already
shot
hooked
with...
up these two.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
It could be a thing.
She's not. What did my wife say? Stephanie Miller, the loner Mrs. Nance.
Oh,
I am the loner Mrs.
Wow.
Nance. That's what I am.
And I was
wow.
like, these two in a room together. Oh, this is going to be good. And I thought punches are going to be thrown.
And
my
then
wife's
you fell
like,
asleep, didn't
my
you?
Wife's like, knock yourself out, shipmate.
All right, hang on.
I get them on the East Coast.
Let me just say something out. I found out about you.
What's
you,
that?
Malcolm Wrightson. Nance, you were born September 20th, 1961 in Philadelphia. I am 9 days younger than you are. 9 days.
Nine
the same age.
Robbing yeah. the cradle.
What the hell have I been doing?
What?
Well, first off.
Like defending your life 9 days?
What babies have you been murdering for this for this secret of immortality that you have? I thought you were like 45 at the
oh,
top.
He's worse than
her
me.
Mom. You know, her mom, Carol Burnett, thought I was 35.
Of... Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a while ago. Anyway,
it was only 2 years ago. What the hell?
And what's funny is you don't look Hollywood engineered. Okay, I've been around this city now a couple of times,
right.
and Bill
Chris
Meyer
LaVoy.
Put me up in...
Ask Chris in, LaVoy.
Yeah, Bill Meyer put me up in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
So when I got to walk to the supermarket,
yeah.
I got to walk down like Rodeo Drive, and I have never seen so many, you know, scientifically engineered people in
yes.
my life.
Yes.
I mean, talk
yeah.
about the weird...
Let's go back.
Yeah, so go on.
A graduate of New York's Excelsior University, 35-year NSA intelligence officer, retired 20-year Navy, U.S. Navy senior chief, petty officer, combat veteran in Desert Storm, etc.
Oh, everything. 1983 on.
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Like, and as you called yourself a Colin Powell Republican all your life.
Was.
And you are...
Then I started listening to what they were saying. And I was like, wait a minute, what? We're impeaching the president over a what?
A beat?
I'm like, wait a minute. And I actually said this at the time. I was on a ship, and they had this funny picture of Hillary and Chelsea Clinton in there. And they were like, yeah, Donald Trump, or not Donald Trump, but Bill Clinton, you know, he's getting impeached over a beach. And I was like, have you guys seen the economy? That should be a budget line item. If he can keep this thing going, all right, there should be an allocation in there within the presidential discretionary budget.
Yes.
You know, it's just like.
And now I was
we
saying.
We call
that,
it an economy enhancement program.
Right, but because of the Ken Starr rule that now you can indict
yes.
a sitting president.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
I think Bill Clinton's like, oh, I would have gotten 40 more.
Economy
more
engorgement.
If I'd known we couldn't indict this motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, now what you got to do is, now, first off, so Bill Clinton gets it, you know, on a cigar in one happy ending. And now we've got a guy who's bragging about it. Mm-hmm. And I just want to see what comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
Okay, because how much money was spent on Ashley Madison for this guy?
Mm-hmm. You know? Right.
It's like, oh, my God, Ashley Madison had a $4.5 million budget from Trump Industries.
All right, let's
and those were all fake.
Let's talk about Malcolm Nance.
Oh, God.
35-year NSA intelligence officer, retired 20-year Navy senior petty officer, combat veteran, served in Desert Storm. Former, come on, it's fucking hot.
Isn't he?
It is.
I know Lonnie's very jealous that
y'all
I'm
been in Los Angeles too long. That's hot.
Oh no, my
need to get out of San Diego a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
My husband's mother is jealous that I'm with you.
Everyone is.
And my husband is jealous that I'm here.
I'm free for parties and satyrs. I mean, I do. I do bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs.
Nice. You know? No, I said to Vanessa, I'm like, is Malcolm Ness on TV all the time? Because I went to sleep to 11th hour with Brian Williams. I woke up and he's still on. How is he on all the time?
Yeah. That's why he doesn't sleep.
I have had 2.5 days off this week. And it's been like, it's like, y'all can debate healthcare anytime you want because that's the only way I'm going to make any other meetings.
Right.
And they canceled my Monday hit and my Tuesday hit.
What?
I was supposed to do Katie Turr on Tuesday. And I love Katie Turr.
She's
absolutely
adorable.
Katie Turr.
Fantastic.
And she's good.
She is so nice.
I'm on Ari Melber on Monday. Have you been on?
Yeah,
you've been on. Right.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Ari Melber, you want to be around him when the big legal thing
when the
start
shit,
happening.
The shit falls.
Ari Melber, you know, his show is not a legal show. He'll say legal when I need to, you know, but political, you know, regular news otherwise. It's like, buddy, you just may as well call it Ari Melber. You know, Ari Melber brings the gavel. Or because this is going to be legal central from here on out. There's not going to be any of this, you know, let's talk about healthcare with Ari Melber. It's going to be, just look this week at all the legal niceties that we have to have explained to us. And let me tell you, a couple of times I've watched him on the show and I've tweeted, I'm like, Ari Melber's on fire. What is going on at MSNBC? Yep. They have all, their journalism cards have all been handed back to them.
Yep.
Thank you.
They are.
Number one, make. Emmys, fucking what?
Can you believe that?
Let's talk about
missed the show.
Let's talk about Malcolm.
Oh, jeez.
Writes a net. Wait, born in Philly or just from Philly?
Born in Philadelphia Naval Hospital.
Born in Philly like Will Smith.
I have had socialist health care. Lived across the bridge from Will Smith. See? He was in Overbrook. His production company is called Overbrook Productions.
Okay.
I lived in Winfield, which was the more she-she.
If the Liberty Bell wasn't already cracked, do you think it would crack now because of Trump?
The question is, we should start checking it to see
I'm
if...
I'm just saying.
I don't know, because they fired all the park rangers.
Oh, no.
Right.
That's environmental stuff, you know? But
what was your life like? A mother, father, siblings?
Well, you know, I was born in a naval hospital. I had socialist health care 9 months before I was born.
You call me.
Here's the worst part. Every minute since I was conceived, I've had government single-payer health care.
Wow.
Up to today.
Wow.
And because, you know, it's military health care single-payer.
Yeah.
You know, just go in. Go get treated. Walk out. Don't pay nothing.
It's crazy.
It is so crazy.
Crazy socialist shit.
My dad was a master chief in the Navy. My ma was a Navy wife. Okay. Wow. Husband, six sons.
Wow.
You're one of six kids?
I'm one of 11 kids.
Me too.
Yeah, wow. Is your mother Catholic?
No, my dad.
There you go. Yeah, well, you can schedule us between each deployment, my dad did.
Oh, wow.
You can just check it out. This is like 4 months, 8 months, 8 months.
Yeah, my dad was between singing gigs and then production.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's a producer in
a lot of ways.
So, yeah. Malcolm, 20 years, U.S. Navy,
yeah.
1981-2001. You also got famous for being an instructor at the school designed to teach U.S. soldiers how to resist torture, right? And you've said waterboarding is not simulated drowning, it's drowning.
It's real drowning.
It's torture.
That's how I technically got outed. Because I had written that article, Waterboarding is Torture, period, for Small Wars Journal, which is like the Pentagon's, you know, chat forum. It had like 1 million years of military experience there. And I was the terrorism guy. And I had seen some people on television, who shall remain nameless, saying that it was no more than a fraternity prank. And I was on a flight to Sri Lanka. And I was like, bullshit.
Bullshit.
I got on my computer. Bullshit. I was like, waterboarding is torture. You don't know nothing about it. I've been waterboarded. And it was the first thing anyone had ever heard from someone. You know, I ran resistance training. So my job was to maintain the teams that did this and to do waterboarding.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then I got hauled, and it was Judge Mukasey who was going to be the attorney general, I think, at the time. And suddenly, it was, you know, I get back from Sri Lanka, and they're like, you need to come to the United States. You got to go in Situation Room. And I'm like, Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer? And they were like, yeah, tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock. My wife's like, British Airways leaves in 2 hours. you know, and I flew back to the United States, and it was like every television show known to man except Fox News.
Of course.
Yeah. And they, and the funny thing was, I was a terrorism analyst for Tony Snow on Fox News Saturday for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
A few years earlier, and it was just straight Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda bad.
Right.
And they wanted to hear all that. And then when this happened, they were like, we don't even want you in our building. So, and then Rachel Maddow had me on, and we had fun. And then 2 years later, you know, I wrote this book, An End to Al-Qaeda. And this is where I really got to know Rachel Maddow, who is just super scary smart.
Fucking I want to amazing. Meet her. Emmy-nominated.
Emmy-nominated.
Number one.
She's awesome.
She's getting her some Emmys. But she had my book, and when I sat down at the desk, she had like 40 little stickums in it. And then I saw the front cover was open, and she had handwritten notes through the front hardback cover and then the inside page. And I'm like, I'm so screwed. She's
so going to
rip me apart. She's memorized every part of the book. And she loved it. And I was like, mischief managed. I just got through that one. Woo!
Malcolm,
I passed the Rachel Maddow test.
My little fuck stick of a book, Sex Liberal Me, I Sing. She blurbed my book, but like, they literally, like most celebrities, they just go, okay, great. They were like, no, Rachel doesn't just want the first chapter. She wants all of it.
And then she'll read through
she read
the bibliography.
All of it. She sent me a blurb. They're like, is this okay? Would you like her to rewrite it? I was like, you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
It's like, you wrote me a blurb.
No, I mean, she did the most amazing blurb for my book, but they're like, no, she needs to read the whole thing. She will not just read the first chapter. I was like, what the fuck?
Earlier this year when I got my permanent contract with NBC, she saw me in the green room. She goes, did you sign your contract? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I feel sort of responsible for bringing you into all of this.
Is she apologizing?
it sort of felt that way. And it's just like, is there something here I should know? You know, do they have some ritualistic, you know?
Have you been hazed yet?
No, I haven't been hazed. But maybe there's some sort of ceremony that I haven't gone through. Or, you know, I've already been circumcised. So,
you're good.
You know, there's... So long
you're
as
good on that
there's no rabbi in the hallway. So I felt pretty good about that. But that grew over there, Richard Engel.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about a man crush.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, man crush.
Conor McGregor.
Richard
Engel.
Okay, Richard so Engel. Trish gets Richard Engel. You get Naomi Watts.
Richard,
let's go with that.
Fair.
Richard Engel. The first thing I saw when I saw Richard Engel, we had known about each other. And it was like I knew him for years.
Right.
And when he had his abduction, they sort of consulted me.
Yeah, right.
And I went to him and I was like, hey, man, you know, you're in the wrong agency. You know, I could get you a job right now. Richard Engel does intelligence community level analysis in the media.
Yeah.
And he is just utterly the most amazing foreign correspondent out there right now.
Yeah. What? So, Malcolm, you speak Arabic and four other languages. Could you say I love you to me in all of those right now?
Oh, yeah, but that's easy. Arabic's Ahubbik. Mm-hmm. So remember when people would say hubba hubba?
That's
hubba hubba just means lovely, lovely, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ahubbik, you know? And then if you watch those cheesy movies that from Egypt, it would be like Ahubbik ya aini, which means my eye. And, you know, I've just sung every Arab love song in the world right there. You know? That's all they say in every song. And you know, you have the simple ones. Te quiero, je t'aime, you know, ich liebe dich, you know, which is the German.
Yes.
You know, uh-huh. And I don't believe a dickin', but I do.
What?
But I am a sailor.
Tell us some dirty sailor stories. How
this
dirty
is the worst.
Is it dirtier than here on the?
No. Look, what's happening?
Loading dock.
Look,
because
what
the
call
fuck,
happy
man?
Hour is called work for us.
Right.
This is what's funny. I was just asked today about what do they do in the intelligence community? What kind of dialogue do they use in there? It's like, you would not like the dialogue. It is not, you know, intellectual stuff. We're locked in a room with a cipher lock on the door. And if you're not authorized to have the combo, you can't come in. There are no windows.
So it's not safe for work is what you're
saying. The whole room is not safe for work. Half the time, this is what's funny. We are making jokes about horrible things that are going on out there. It's just like
that's what we do.
Yeah, but ours is like a newsroom.
Yeah,
but ours is even funnier. It's like some guy's getting shot through the head. And you know that phrase, that's got to hurt? Okay, yes. That didn't come from the movies. Right? That came from some guys in the military. That's got to hurt.
That's going to leave a mark.
We say that all the time. That's going to leave a mark. And, you know, and that's not good. I can't tell you how many situations I've been to. Suicide bombing in Baghdad. I swear to God, we always start our stories with, you know, no shit, there I was, or I shit you not, right? I shit you not. My wife wrote to me this morning and wrote, I shit you not, and came up with a story. So this, we're going down the street in Baghdad, in our neighborhood, and this huge explosion rips through the neighborhood. And I mean, pieces go everywhere of car and everything. And in our foyer, all right, we have our armored vehicles in our safe house, and we have a gate that we just slide open, and we zoom out like Batman, and we slide it closed. In our foyer falls the rear torso of the suicide bomber. I have a photograph of it in my book called The Terrorists of Iraq.
I will never see that.
Yeah, you won't. Well, I mean, it doesn't look like anything, but
it's got to hurt,
you look at the Terrorists of Iraq, and I come out the door, and we got our weapons, and I'm like, whoa, that's not good. And they're like, and all the Iraqis are like, chief, Sayada, suicide bomb in Arabic? Sayada Mufakaka.
What? You can't say that.
Sayada Mufakaka.
Yeah, you can't say that. FCC would not let you do that. Yeah.
Well, no, that's Arabic for Mufakaka means booby trapped, right? And so if you watch all those Iraqi videos where they're fighting in Mosul and you hear Mufakaka, well, it's not an obscenity. It's car bomb coming your way.
No, yeah. It still isn't. Yeah.
Rob, I still think Conor McGregor is Mufakakad.
Oh, wait, so Malcolm.
I'm sorry.
But okay.
Malcolm, we have to ask.
Yes, what?
Sports. Who?
Mayweather or McGregor?
McGregor.
On the 26th.
Are these guys fighting?
Oh, yeah.
He knows real guys that fight.
Can I point out to you that I've been a little busy? I don't know. Look, since I returned to the United States from 7 years in the United Arab Emirates, which means I was going everywhere else, Libya, Syria, everywhere, I don't know who any of the major sports teams are.
It's not a team. It's boxers.
I know that part. But somebody told me, they were like, what do you think about North Carolina? You know, and I'm like, North Carolina has it.
The state?
You know?
I love the state. You know, it's like lovely. The Panthers. Asheville rules.
And, you know, it's like, who are these teams, you know?
Listen, you're too busy saving America. I'm reading your trivia.
The Cubs won the World Series? Really?
What
the hell? What century am I in?
You've lived in Iraq, Afghanistan, Australia, New York. On the morning of 9/11, driving to Arlington, you witnessed the crash of American 77 into the Pentagon.
Yeah.
You acted as a first responder at the helipad, helping organize rescue.
I thought that was a false flag.
Can I tell you a story?
Malcolm?
Can I tell you a story about that? I'm going to tell you a story that my wife loves to hear. You would not believe how many times in the last 15 years, when I told people that, I was called a liar.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, where I'm sitting right there to the right of the Lincoln Memorial at the light, looking at Arlington Cemetery, listening to the news, thinking, how are we going to get up to New York City? My poor chief of staff's first day at work.
And my mom was in New York at the time, too.
Yeah. And so I see a plane coming in from the west, right, over Navy Annex, which is Marine Corps Exchange and Navy Annex.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and my first thing I said was, hey, look, they've rerouted the planes over. They usually are right over you on the Potomac. Right. And I said, look, they're coming from the west. And this plane just went down, 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 down. And I thought, it's going to bank to the right over Crystal City. It just went right into the building and blew up, giant fireball. And I said, we're under attack, we're under attack, we're under attack. And I hit the gas, went zoot, right over Memorial Bridge. 90 seconds later, I was at the crash site.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and it was, and then 2 days later, I find out there's a French guy who created a website claiming it was a car bomb and that the Americans had made it up. And my personal hero is a lady by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Patricia Horojo. And she was the she created the first triage right at the crash site.
Yeah.
And at one point, I caught her at the helipad, which is right where the plane went in. And she was standing there looking around for victims. And next to her leg was a 6-foot disc with the letter C from American Airlines. Yep. And then there was a turbine blade stuck right in the side of an oak tree. And there were thousands upon thousands of pieces of shrapnel. And I thought, it really happened. That was an airplane. And, you know, and then 2 days later, this French guy creates a website saying it was a car bomb. Fast forward 5 years later, I'm in an interview with TV5, TV 5, France, and I'm with this famous, they're Christiane Amanpour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, next time you're in Paris, we'll have you on. And my wife picked up on it. She goes, when you mean have him on, who do you intend to have him on with? And she realized they were going to, like, do an ambush and have this guy on with me.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And my wife said, I have a rescuer's ring. This big silver ring that I wear is a 9/11 rescuer's ring. And she said, don't. She, you know, my wife's French-Canadian, so she speaks fluent French. And I didn't understand why she was getting super agitated. She goes, he will beat his ass senseless on French television live. And for a minute, there was a pause in the room. And I think that woman was thinking about it. Like, like, hey, wait a minute. That might not be such a bad idea.
I am sorry to admit your wife is awesome.
She's
amazing.
But look, come on, your West.
No, you're fan.
Your West Coast Mrs. Nance.
I guess exactly. Exactly.
You're the loner car.
I know. Boy. So Malcolm, what do you see happening for America? You've been a patriot for so many years.
God, let me drink.
Drink.
All right. As you guys know, I drink very responsibly.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, I don't chug when you guys tell me to. I chug crying in my bedroom watching Hardball.
Like all of us do.
Like all of us do. But what's going to happen is what we've been saying all along. This thing is going in an extremely negative direction for Donald.
He's getting buggy.
He's beyond buggy. This guy does not understand where everything's coming from.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how he doesn't understand. He has people around him explaining
it. He's not listening.
And he doesn't care. Yeah. He doesn't care at all. So, you know, he thinks he's going to get rid of Mueller by getting rid of Sessions, by getting rid of Rosenstein. And what did Lindsey Graham say today? That, you know, that's it. That will essentially be the end of your presidency.
Right.
You know, and they can put Mueller back in his job, you know. So they've got the mechanism. But none of the papers on his desk disappear. They will just drop in a giant pallet-sized container in front of the New York Times. Right? Raw documents.
Malcolm is all of our dad. We're all like, are we there yet, Malcolm? Are we there yet?
You guys got to be patient, man. Because first off, this is now becoming an awesome ride. This is like going up to the top of the roller coaster.
Not like in Ohio where we die?
No.
Okay.
Come on, you crazy kids. Come on. The world is not, you know, first off, can I point out it's just been 6 months?
Yeah.
All right, not year 3.5.
That's true.
So, feels like it.
Yeah, it feels like it. But God, I mean, you guys are getting to live history right now to watch the impending impeachment.
Can you just tell
Donald
us
Trump.
One filthy Navy story before you go?
What a filthy Navy
story.
Come
on, isn't there something filthy? That before your wife.
Wait.
Sweaty men's on a ship.
Sweaty
kind of
men on a ship story.
A sweaty men
port of calls.
What was your best sex?
Port of call, Bayonne, New Jersey.
What's the first time you had
Subic
sex?
Bay.
What's the first time you had sex?
I am not going to say that on television. I come from a Navy family. We have discretion in our family.
All right.
This isn't the ship's door. Your door is open.
Nothing happened through the poop deck? Nothing?
Is Subic Bay worth
semen? No extra semen?
Is Subic Bay worth going to?
What?
Subic Bay? Well, not anymore because it's not our base anymore.
But when it was it worth going?
Well, yeah, because I know a lot of guys who are married to Filipinas.
And
as I found, now, interesting fun fact here.
Yes.
They were the only people who were never divorced. Filipino women are the African American chicks of Asia.
Wow.
All right. Hello. And they were like, you taking care of this baby? You going to stay married? And if I catch you cheating, I just beat your ass.
And cut something off.
And then, you know, I start going out dancing and you have to take care of babysit. All these guys were like 20 years married to Filipinas. Wow. They are the most devoted, nicest people, nicest pie.
Yeah.
Everybody else who was married, like the guy who married the 16-year-old girl from Kentucky, who in Spain had to enter high school.
Yeah.
She had to enter ninth grade while her husband was sent off to sea. And while she was there, she found first the Marine barracks. And then she found the bar where the SEALs hung out.
Oh.
And they had 16-year-old who they couldn't prosecute anybody because she was a dependent wife. And she became what they, oh, I didn't even want to say it, frog hog.
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
How does your wife feel? How does your wife feel about everyone wanting to have sex with you?
She laughs. And let me tell you, you know, she listens to, she reads the tweets. And I go, well, here's another one. And she goes, that's a guy. You know, but it's like that. It's like that line from Aliens, where the Colonial Marines. He's like, "Well, if it's a Valorian, it don't matter." You know, she just all these guys are out there like, "Man, I'm man crushing on you, something awful." No, you're not. Right? You're not man crushing on
women,
me.
Lesbians, everybody.
Oh, I'm telling you, Judy Gold and her crew.
Come on, baby.
Judy Gold said one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard from a lesbian. And
excuse me,
one of my daughters.
How dare you?
I said one of them. One of them. But she used to be on a TV show called it was a political talk show of comedians. And one night she was on with a bunch of comics, and one of the guys was like, "Hey, I'm gonna come up to your I'm gonna come over your house so I can see some hot lesbian sex." And she goes, "Well, you better bring a videotape, because you come into my bedroom, here's what you're going to find. Two exhausted lesbians in a room full of toys." And they're like, "We might go to your house to watch the videos."
Malcolm Nance, I don't care. You are still hot.
Oh,
your sleepy bedroom eyes and your patriotism and your love of America.
Hot patriotism.
And you're saving us from... goddamn fucking Cheetolini.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Yeah, I'll drink to that. There you go. Cheers.
Yes.
Hey. Ooh. All right. You're a bunch of drunks.